I think that over the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to learn a lot of craft knowledge from the expert practitioners who are going to be doing this very hard work of implementing response to intervention. I also believe that over time, we're going to refine how we define these various tiers and how many tiers there are. Based on what we know right now, my thinking about a tier two intervention is that it should be long enough and intensive enough to give students who are at risk a real opportunity to improve, but not so long and intense that it's a substitute for special education. So, as a working principle, my model would be that Tier 2 gets framed and implemented in various academic areas, like reading and math, and across various grade levels, like second grade or fifth grade or ninth grade, may differ. For example, in the primary grades, interventions may be relatively brief, 15 to 20 weeks. As children get older, the interventions may be longer. But we don't want the Tier 2 intervention to be an alternative for special education so that students with disabilities are in Tier 2 interventions for years, rather than receiving the full benefits from the identification and placement in special education.